An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals. Michael Piff. What's your title here, Michael Piff, at WGN Radio?
Senior Digital Strategist, or as you like to call, Bracketologist.
Bracketologist, who came up with Chicago's very own Eats Pizza Madness Tournament for 2024, sponsored by Career Vision. Thank you, Career Vision. This was good, because how many folks voted in the tournament this year?
We had 270,000 votes over the course of this tournament. Started back in March 11th. 4 weeks later, we're here with the championship.
You had 64 pizza joints throughout Chicagoland?
Actually, 68, because we had a play-in round, just like the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we actually had a couple newcomers, too, which our championship competitors were both newcomers to this tournament. We did it last year.
What do you mean our championship competitors were newcomers?
So we did this tournament last year. Remember, we talked to Georgios, who won it last year, and we reached out to our Facebook following, WGN Radio listeners, asking for recommendations. Are there people that were places that we should include in this tournament? And we got 1,000 responses, and our two championship competitors got the most recommendations.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Boy, these are almost play-in, if you will. They didn't make the tournament last year, and here they are in the championship.
Correct.
So the two championship teams were Uncle Jerry's and Antioch Pizza. Uncle Jerry's got here. They weren't even in the tournament last year, by beating Muggs, then J.J. Twiggs, then Nick's, then Georgios, last year's winner, right?
Mm-hmm. And Pequod's.
And then Pequod's, which is a one seed in any of these tournaments. And then they go up against Antioch Pizza, which beat Stonio's.
D'Agostino's, yeah.
D'Agostino's. That's how I knew it, as Dags. Then they beat Aurelio's. Then they beat Home Run Inn. Then they beat Lou Malnati's. That's a tough bracket.
That's a murderer's row right there.
So it comes down then to Antioch Pizza and Uncle Jerry's, people going online and voting for these joints. And Michael, why don't you tell us who the winner is?
Well, the winner of our 2024 Chicago Pizza Madness Tournament, by 1% of the vote, it went down to the wire, is Antioch Pizza Shop.
And Karen and Art Wickline are on the line. That's their place. Hi, guys. How are you? Hi, Karen. Hi, Art.
Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Really good, Art. And hi, Karen. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. This has been an exciting run here.
Yeah, I would imagine. Do you guys have one pizza place, or do you have a few pizza places?
We have a total of 8.
Yeah, right. So what towns are you in then, besides, say, Antioch?
Sure. Our store number 1 is in Antioch. Store number 2 is in Lindenhurst, Illinois. Store number 3 is in Paddock Lake, Wisconsin. Store number 4 is Fox Lake, Illinois. Store number 5 is Burlington, Wisconsin. Store number 6 is Woodstock, Illinois. Store number 7 is McHenry, Illinois. And store number 8 is Libertyville, Illinois.
So, Mike, what do we give them? What's the prize?
Well, I think, one, they have the title of being crowned the champion.
Do they get a trophy? Is there a traveling trophy?
You know, we could work on one.
I had Career Vision. We need the Career Vision traveling trophy.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to do, like, in the NCAA tournament, where they have the big giant board where it has the bracket and you put their name on there.
But so, you do it on a pizza stone.
Yes, yes! Exactly. Or,
yes!
Like, I love that. Or, you know, my shirt here, I have the classic Chicago pizza box shirt on.
Yes, you do.
So I think we just need to award them one of those.
Well, congratulations to the Wicklines and Antioch Pizza. We got to go, guys, but just real quick, tell us what the pizza's like. Are you deep? Are you Chicago style? Are you Detroit style? What kind of pizza you guys serve?
Well, our most famous is the Chicago Thin Crust Pub style pizza. And then we also have the Chicago Stuffed, and we have pan pizza, and we have double decker, and we have stromboli. So we have a mix of everything to suit everyone's liking.
You said that if you win, everybody at all pizza 8 locations gets free pizza. Are you going to hold up to that?
Absolutely.
You're probably like, yeah, well, oh, no, we won. Oh, no.
Yeah, we're in a little shock, I think. You know, when we put that offer out there 3 weeks ago as part of our plan, we had no idea that we were going to make it to the championship. So now we're going to take probably a couple of days here to figure out how we pump out 17,000 pizzas.
See, that's what you think it is. 17. Yeah, you got to serve 17,000 people if everybody who voted for you shows up. The margin was just 1%. Uncle Jerry's was a great competitor with you guys. Let's talk next week when you announce the day, date, and how you're going to do it, okay?
Sounds great.
Just so everybody knows, if we can talk about it here, but it's probably going to be a rollout. There's no way that we could handle 17,000 pizzas in 1 week, so it's probably going to be a rollout over a couple months.
This is your idea, Art. It wasn't mine. So
no, I get it.
All right, congratulations.
We're going to blame Michael.
It is all my fault.
Congratulations to Antioch Pizza, Karen and Art Wickline. Well done. Thanks for being in the tournament.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
And for all the WGN listeners that went online and voted. Okay, Mike, nice job.
Well, thank you very much.